We have a feature, if you're not aware, called Stuke's Voicemail. Basically a line so that people can call at any time and contribute to the show. You know, whether they're out on a Friday or Saturday night, or if they're home on in the afternoon and they come up with something brilliant, you know. Oh, wait, I just figured out why all guys hate Oprah. I better call Stuke's voicemail. Simple as that, right? And if you're shy and are afraid I'm going to be mean to you and talk mean to you or at you or whatever, it's a good way to avoid me. What?
You probably will.
Yeah. And I got a voicemail over the weekend, which was actually about the Stuke's voicemail.
Wow.
And let me just say that before I got this, the Stuke's voicemail was a little long. Like, hey, thanks for calling the Stuke's voicemail, the after-hours line for Stuke's in the morning. And I go on to say, you know, you can leave a message here and maybe we'll just use it. And it's like 45 seconds. It was a bit long, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And part of the reason why I did that was to give people a chance to collect their thoughts, because it's like immediately into the voicemail. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a chance, like, okay, I'm onto the line. Now I can brace myself because the beep's going to be coming up. Well, believe it or not, I've gotten a couple messages on it. The most profane one from this weekend. So let's check in on viewer mail.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
All right, I don't think you guys understand. It's 3:12 in the morning. I'm calling the voicemail line. I don't want to wait 5 minutes while your voicemail message tells me that I'm leaving a voicemail. I already know why I'm calling this line. Don't tell me, hey, this line's for a voicemail. Blah, blah, blah. I know you love me still. Shut the f*** up. I'm calling to leave a voicemail. Don't give me that shit. Just answer the phone and go, hey, leave a voicemail. Okay, thanks, bye. That's all you gotta do. My friend Brian just farted. That's how serious I am about this shit, okay? I'm drunk. You guys need to quit with the bullshit and let's leave a voicemail. I wasted my entire talk time on telling you how gay your voicemail message is. So if I don't have to do this, maybe I can say something productive. So end this, let's go with the real messages. Oh, I gotta go. You, bye.
I fixed it. So now you can call the line 370-HACK, the number, 785 area code, 370-HACK. And I go, hey, thanks for calling Stuke's voicemail. Leave a message and we might use it on the show if we're desperate. Peace. Or something like that.
Oh.
So it's nice and quick, succinct. I understand. I don't call the Stuke's voicemail line while I'm drunk. Well, actually, I never really call the Stuke's voicemail line because that'd be a little weird.
That would be.
Call your own voicemail. I'm going to call my own voicemail and leave a message for myself.
Would it be weird if I called it?
Probably.
Oh. Never mind then.
It's for the listeners, Jerry Ann. Gotta hug the phones? No.
Yeah.
Come on. So, yeah, but I understand, you know, you call the line, and if there's some 45-second message, you know, even if I do say I love you and everything, maybe that doesn't make up for the fact that 45 seconds sitting waiting for your chance to talk is an eternity, you know, with a stomach full of Jim Beam. I get it now. I appreciate the feedback. And that's how we run on this show, Jerrian.
Okay.
Every time a listener tells us something, we change. Then someone else tells us that was a bad idea to change, then we change back. And, you know, whatever anyone at the moment thinks, we're up for.